Yesterday, Governor Nathan Deal gave the next-to-last State of the State address of his term. As Johnny Kaufman reports, the governor and the legislature may or may not work together this year.
Deal is running out of time in office. He has this year's legislative session and one more after that. There are things left to do: an education overhaul, combating the opioid crisis, and securing funds for a state court complex, just to name a few. University of Georgia political scientist Charles Bullock says the governor's power to get those things done is waning.
He's well beyond the honeymoon period and entering what's been referred to as the lame duck period.
But wait, can't the Republican governor and the Republican-dominated legislature just do whatever they want? Not quite, says Bullock. He says Deal stirred that pot last year when he vetoed two Republican-backed bills. One would have allowed guns on college campuses, and one was meant to expand religious freedom. But Bullock says the biggest impediment to Deal getting what he wants this year may be legislators thinking about running for his office next year.
One of the ways they can do that is to break with the governor on some issues, try to carve out some areas in which they challenge the governor over something.
So far, new opportunities to challenge Deal haven't shown themselves. One might appear in education, says Calvin Smyrie. He's the longest-serving member in the Georgia House. Smyrie says Deal made a point of telling lawmakers he wants to work with them on education. But Smyrie says the governor has to back that up with action when the details of his education reform plan come out.
Jury is out for the next 2 or 3 weeks until we can see some hard evidence as it relates to what the proposal will be.
Smyrie says education may be one opportunity for lawmakers to raise their voices against Governor Deal. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News, the state capitol.